September 3rd, Jesus says, "Blessed are those lips and those streets where the Hail Mary is pronounced. Hail, I greet you. The smaller with the greater one, the child with the parent, and the inferior with the superior, are often obliged by the law of human courtesy to pronounce a respectful, proper, or loving greeting, as the case may be. My brother must not refuse this act of reverential love for the perfect mother we have in heaven. Hail Mary. It is a greeting which cleanses the lips and the heart, because those words cannot be said, with reflection and feeling, without sensing that one is becoming better. He is like approaching a fount of angelical light, and an oasis made of lilies and flower. Hail the angel's word, which it is granted to you to say to greet the one whom the three eternal persons greet with love, the saving invocation. Keep it on your lips constantly, but not as a machine, like movement from which the soul is excluded, but as a movement of the spirit, who bows before Mary's royalty and reaches towards her heart as a mother. If you were able to say these words in a true spirit, even these two words alone, you would be better, purer, and more charitable. For the eyes of your spirits would then be set upon Mary, and her holiness would enter your hearts through that contemplation. If you were able to say them, you would never be desolate. For she is the source of graces and of mercy. The gates of divine mercy open, not only under the spur of my mother's hand, but also at her simple gaze. I say again, blessed are those lips and those streets where Hail Mary is uttered. But when it is uttered as it should be. For if it is true that God may not be mocked, it is also true that Mary may not be deceived. Always remember that she is the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the bride of the Holy Spirit, and that her fusion with the Trinity is perfect. She thus possesses the power, intelligence, and wisdom of her Lord. And she possesses them in absolute fullness. It is useless to go to Mary with one soul soiled with corruption and hatred. She is your mother, and is able to treat your wounds, but she wants there to be in you at least the desire to be cured of them. What use is it to turn to Mary, the most pure, if, on leaving her altar or finishing pronouncing her name, you go and commit a carnal sin, or utter blasphemous words? What good is it to turn to Mary, the merciful one, if immediately afterwards indeed, at the name time there is acrimony in your hearts, and there are curses on your lips for your brothers and sisters? What kind of salvation can this woman savior obtain for you, if you destroy your salvation with your perverse will? Everything is possible for the mercy of God and the power of Mary, but why risk eternal life, by waiting to obtain the good will of repentance at the hour of death? Wouldn't it be good, since you don't know when your being called to my gates will occur, to be true friends of Mary throughout life, and thus have a guarantee of salvation? For, I repeat, friendship with Mary is the cause of perfection, for it infuses and transfuses the virtues of the chosen friend, whom God has not disdained, and whom he has granted to you as the crowning touch of his Son's work of redemption. I, the Christ, have saved you with pain and blood. She, Mary with pain and her weeping, would like to save you with her love and her smile.